welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson. And guys, you're going to love what I'm bringing you today. Why? Because everybody knows right now it's COVID time. What does that mean? Lots of you are working from home, but lots of you are probably being naughty, drinking a little bit too much, eating a little bit too much. OliveX is going to tell you what they're doing right now. And I think I've actually had a look at this. Think you're going to love what they've got to say. So please welcome Xavier Chris, who is Executive Director for OliveX, and Keith Rumjan from Hong Kong, who is the founder and CEO. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here today. I can't wait to hear what the news is about OliveX, because you are a digital lifestyle company, but you focus on health and fitness. And I know for a fact that I'm focused on health and fitness at the moment. But you're using sort of AI and all sorts of things. It's fascinating. So, Xavier, can I go across to you first? And can you just tell our listeners a little bit about OliveX, what you're doing, and how you're using technology basically to get people into the best shape of their lives?
Sure, of course. Firstly, thank you so much for having us on today, Kerry. Look, I'm not immune to some of the sins that you referred to earlier, but fortunately, we do have a product, a service, a solution for those that are getting started on their fitness journey, and certainly those that are maybe living life a little bit to the full during these COVID times. So, with regards to OliveX, you know, what are we? We are a live marketing platform, an experiential marketing platform that's focused on the health and fitness industry. The business develops subscription-based platforms that provide a combination of technology, world-class premium content, rich engagement, and specifically some unique branding opportunities as well. And OliveX, you know, as a business, has really got some extensive experience in developing mobile device applications that encourage users to lead that healthy lifestyle through the use of guided, game-based exercise workouts.
I think game-based.
Xavier,
explain game-based. You know, that's because, you know, a lot of people will turn around and go, like, they know they should exercise, but it's one of those things they go, oh, I've got to go to the gym. Some people go, I've got to go to the gym, but you say game-based. What does that mean?
Keith, would you like to chat about game-based?
Yeah. Look, I think when you look at, we were inspired by Pokemon Go. If you can sprinkle some of that addiction in gaming, if you have teenagers at home, you understand how addicting that is, and sprinkle that into fitness, right? What would happen? That's the inspiration behind all of this. And there are techniques, proven techniques out there, because we have a history of developing games, we can apply that to our products to make two things: make you keep a habit, keep working out. And secondly, traditionally people think of workout as suffering and painful, but our product, our mantra is fun, fit, fab. Imagine having fun working out, and that's what we want to deliver.
Keith, that's fun, fit, fab. Love that, the three F's. What's your background, Keith? Because it sounds like you've got a background with understanding technology and how to, I guess, bring that into the fitness arena, which quite frankly, your timing couldn't be better, because there's a lot of people looking at this at the moment saying, I want to do it. I know that I'm overeating, possibly over drinking. So what can I do? So what's your background that you came to see that this was an opportunity in the market?
Yeah, so I think the idea came to me because I have what I refer to as the triple C's. I have the child's two boys, the commute, and the career. And so all these things combined, all of a sudden that Saturday 10 a.m. group class, it's impossible because who's going to watch the kids? There's a birthday party. And so that's why I wanted to create something that fits my lifestyle, that I can squeeze in a half an hour after the kids go to bed and kind of work out to it. But, you know, at our core, my DNA is that I study computer science. I've been working on technology products. for many, many years. And I'm excited about bringing AI technology and gamification techniques to fitness.
And I find that fascinating. I've had a look on the website. You've got something called the mirror. Now, lots of people don't like to look at the mirror, but if you could explain, this is a different type of mirror, isn't it?
Yes. No, if you go to a gym, what's the most used piece of equipment? It's the mirror, right? And so what we've done is we have a mirror that's full size. You can install in your living room or your bedroom. And there's a screen behind it. So when you're not using it, it's just a mirror. But when you turn it on, there's a screen. You walk up to it, it's like a Netflix for fitness. And on it, there's all these celebrity trainers. There's live and on-demand classes you can select. So you can do Pilates, yoga, meditation, boxing, all sorts of things. And you tap on it, and right away, the coach appears magically in front of you. You can see yourself, you can see the coach. And also, there's a tiny camera on the mirror that records and looks at your body using AI, recognizes your body movement, and gives you real-time feedback so you don't injure yourself.
This is amazing. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just getting a bit excited about this because this is bringing technology and fitness. And for those people that might be a little larger that don't like going to the gyms because they feel like they're being judged, they can do it in their home and, you know, just get themselves fit and healthy. Is this mirror, how do you distribute something like that? And are there any challenges with it?
Well, I think when Keith was looking at developing this product, I think what he saw within the market was what Keith refers to as fitness omnivores. Certainly, I think that's probably something worth focusing on, Keith, when you look at the different styles of exercise. And to your point, Kerry, you know, there are certain workouts that I would not be or feel comfortable doing in a group class environment. My bar A work leaves a little bit to be desired. But Keith, do you want to expand about a little bit about the types of exercise classes that exist on the mirror?
Yeah, so what we notice is that people are what we call fitness omnivores. They don't just do one thing anymore. You don't just bike, you don't just treadmill. What we see on our product is that people have like a high intensity workout, maybe a HIIT, a circuit training. And next day they're feeling a bit sore naturally. And so they mix it up with some stretching, yoga, or meditation. And so the beauty of our product is not restricted by the form, as long as you can move your body. So we have all sorts of content for all sorts of people at any fitness level.
Do I need lots of gear? Like, you know, at a gym, I've got a treadmill and I've got weights and I've got this and I've got that. Do I need to, you know, get all of that as well to be able to encompass the full experience?
Yeah, so the beauty of our product is, you know, I think the trend in fitness is that there's a trend in using body weights and flow. There's a lot you can do, and 90% of our programs are actually only body weight. But people underestimate how much you can do and how challenging it can be just using your own body. But that's also really safe, because if you're not carrying weights, the risk of injury is also much lower.
Okay, and speaking of risk of injuries, you know, Keith and Xavier, I guess, are there challenges with, I guess, the liability of somebody hurting themselves using this product?
No, I think the challenges when you're exercising are one and the same, whether you're exercising by yourself, exercising in front of a mirror, or exercising in a group fitness class. I think it's beholden upon everyone to do things sensibly and not to train in a way that is likely to lead to injury. Having said that, I think both my left and right hamstring on the soccer pitch on Sunday. But generally speaking, you know, there are importantly, you know, safety warnings and hints from the trainers, directions from the trainers and the influencers when you are training in front of the mirror, to ensure that we absolutely minimize any injury that could potentially occur. And similarly, the form factor that Keith pointed out in relation to the AI that takes place ensures that we're able to notify the user if certain forms are not being correctly adhered to, and that there is a risk of injury through what the end user is doing.
I just want to focus a little bit, because you've recently listed on the National Stock Exchange here in Australia.
Indeed.
Absolutely. What was the reasoning behind that, Xavier? And is the product available? You know, a lot of our audience are based in Australia. You've now listed, so it is a company that people can invest in. So we've got two sides. We've got the company that people can invest in. I want to talk about where you're at the moment in terms of, I guess, global expansion, listing on the NSX, and what that means for the company. So you've just recently listed. What was the reasoning behind that, and when will it be available for everyday Australians?
Say, in relation to the NSX, the National Stock Exchange, which of course is Australia's second largest exchange, they as a team, as an organisation, were most welcoming to Olivex Holdings, and we in fact listed earlier on this week. The reason for listing was pretty simple from our perspective. Number one, we're an organization that was incubated in Hong Kong, and we felt that the organization would benefit readily from having that initial corporate governance at an early stage as possible. So coming to the Australian market, listing within Australia provided us with those sound corporate governance principles to adhere to. Secondly, this is a business and this is an industry which is moving very, very quickly. There are some significant opportunities from an inorganic growth perspective. There are acquisitions that certainly this business is looking at both within Southeast Asia and internationally. And of course, having a freely traded script with the ability to raise money on the capital markets was also of great interest to the board.
And in terms of launching into the Australian market for the consumer, that's a little bit further down the track. Is there a reason for the delay?
No such thing as a delay. It's just a planned event, Kerry. The Australian launch will take place in 2 months' time. The Hong Kong launch took place a month ago. What is critical for us as we go about this business, and as Keith pointed out, the technology and the platform is obviously in place, is working incredibly well. And we have, as the base, some great Hong Kong-based influencer content, some great coaching content, both in English and in Cantonese. The next stage for us is to put that initial base load of content in with Australian content, with Australian celebrity coaches, Australian celebrity trainers and influencers. And that initial baseload of premium content, which is all filmed in 5G, is taking place right now in Australia. And once we have that baseload, we'll be launching directly to the Australian public thereafter.
Let's talk about that. You mentioned trainers, gyms, influencers. What are the benefits for those people in joining the Olivex, let's call it the Olivex revolution? Because I just want to point it out, there are a lot of gyms, there's a lot of trainers, there's a lot of celebrity trainers, there's a lot of platforms out there, lots of things going online. What I want to find out is, what's the benefits for those influencers, the gyms, the trainers, to get involved with what you're doing?
Well, Kelly, how do I enable the personal trainer down the road from me to start engaging with clients around the world? From Wichita, Kansas, to Berlin, how does that personal trainer engage with those consumers today? They can't. They don't. Our business is all about the democratization of personal fitness. The business is based on UGC, on user-generated content, and what we enable is any personal trainer, any coach, any influencer, to engage directly with the end user, with the consumer, to build their own brand, leveraging our platform. And we enable them to do that through the provision of live classes, of one-on-one classes, or of group classes. And they build their own ecosystem on the back of our platform. Good. Not only that, they may well bring, and we hope they do, bring their existing clients and members onto the platform. And they'll obviously be rewarded for bringing their clients onto the platform. But they'll also be rewarded based on how often their content is viewed. So think of it in record label terms. There's a big pot of money out there based on how many views occurred of your workout today, your live workout or your on-demand workout. You are being rewarded as a consequence of those views. The cream will rise to the top, but I, as a small personal trainer, can start building my brand on a global basis. Keith uses this beautiful phrase, which is hyperlocal goes global. That's what this business is all about.
This is just so clever. So it's called Cara Smart Fitness. Cara, where does that come from? Is there any background to that?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time thinking about our brand, and I think we want Cara to be a companion, not a coach. We want someone to grow with you. And if you look at in your life, there's multiple AI devices that are companions, Siri, Alexa. And so we want Cara to be that fitness component where you wake up, it's like, hey, Cara, I want to work out. And boom, it works out with you.
Ah, so it's just like that. So it's kind of like Siri. Siri, I want to know what the weather is. Cara, what do I do today to work out?
Exactly.
Very, very clever. Well, obviously, since COVID's come out, there's been this big push about at-home fitness solutions and the like. Have you found a big uptake since COVID? I mean, it's quite a young company still, isn't it? You know, you're only just starting to come out and let people know. So tell me about, none of us expected COVID, clearly. And none of us, you know, we do, you know, I certainly understand that, you know, small to medium businesses are doing it tough during this time. But it seems to me like this platform, especially for those trainers out there that have been, their businesses have been curtailed because perhaps they can't have their classes anymore. People can't go to the gyms. So we've got people, trainers at gyms. We've got personal trainers that can't do things. Have you seen a massive uptick, or because you're just getting started, the message hasn't got out there yet?
Yeah, no, timing couldn't be more impeccable. We're definitely seeing a serious acceleration in everything that we've done in terms of consumer interest. That's definitely there. But the coaches, right, all lining up to join us at an accelerated pace. Before it was a little bit more difficult. And also, the last component is, I think gyms are not going away. Just like, you know, the TV never replaced the radio. And so we're also seeing accelerated interest in an area where we can provide an already working solution for these gyms to extend their services in new locations that clients are working out in.
I love the fact that Xavier said just before that, you know, you can go to Wichita, Kansas, anywhere around the world. I can be a personal trainer down here in Australia, but I can reach the world through the Olivex Cara Fitness platform.
Yeah, I think that's really important because our whole strategy of having user-generated kind of having a lot of coaches ties in with the theme of diaspora. So, like, let's say I'm a Cantonese coach that's, you know, 30, but you imagine I would only have clients in Hong Kong. No, but there are Cantonese pockets in Vancouver and Toronto. And okay. And so, like, maybe an Australian coach in Perth will have a target somewhere out there all over the world that fits their audience.
Somebody I know springs to mind straight away who's based in Dubai but has a global audience.
There you go.
So, you know, don't worry, I'm going to be saying, Christian, you need to take a look at this. But prior to your listing, the company signed an agreement with CSL Mobile, which is a big telecoms company in Hong Kong. Can you explain what's the connection there? What's that all about?
Yes, they're the largest telecom carrier in Hong Kong with over 2 million subscribers. And so a couple of things. Number one, they're so big, they have an audience base they want to sell things to. So during this COVID period, they've been selling our mirror. But on top of that, all the telecoms in the world are pushing 5G, and people always ask, what's the use case? And so two use cases. One is it enables IoT devices, and our mirror is a prime example of that.
And sorry, Keith, what's an IoT device? I'm not that technical.
Yeah, Internet of Connected Things. So you can have a smart fridge, smart refrigerator, you know, like all these things, and we're a smart mirror in your home. That's one. The second part is we have an application version of Cara, and we can do 4K streaming. So it really utilizes 5G, and you can see every bead of sweat from the coach. And so yeah, those two things combined make someone work with us.
So why did you choose, I'm interested to know, there's lots of countries around the world and there's lots of exchanges around the world. Why the NSX here in Australia?
So the primary reason was the company that incubated Olivex for the last 3 years, Animoca Brands, was previously listed on the ASX in Australia. And so the business of which Olivex was a component had a very, very strong investor following in Australia, which made it a logical market for us to list in. And again, combined with the reputation that Australian exchanges have in relation to strong corporate governance and corporate disciplines, made it the right choice for us.
You mentioned Animoca Brands.
Got it.
Tell me a little bit about that, because they've still got a very large shareholding in Olivex.
They do, which is, you know, it is absolutely awesome for us. In the true sense of the word, to have an organization of that caliber to be still a significant shareholder and supporter of our business. They have demonstrated over the course of the last few years as they are quite simply the kings of gamification, with contracts with Formula One, MotoGP, Atari. The ability for us to leverage their intellectual know-how to enable us to both maximize our end user engagement, but also maximize our attention as we scale the business, not just within Hong Kong, Australia, Singapore, Vietnam, Thailand, but globally, is absolutely tremendous for us.
Well, you guys have been very busy. You mentioned right at the start that at the moment it's in English, Australian, American, whatever you want to call it, and Cantonese. How easy will it be for you to scale up to all those other languages around the world?
That is one of the key elements of the platform and the service, is enabling these coaches to be able to record themselves using our platform in high definition, and being able to do that both on an on-demand and live streaming basis. That's what truly differentiates us. And I think that's what enables us to get a very strong foothold in the market within the Southeast Asian region, where, of course, there are a number of languages and localization is absolutely key. And I think following on from that is the fact that we're at the very heart of a number of key drivers right now within this space. We talked previously about the user generated content space, where 86% of consumers say that authenticity is key when they decide upon whether to trust a brand or not, or engage with a brand. We have the advent of influencer marketing, where it is not about those influencers that have 7, 10, 20 million followers. It's about those influencers that have 50, 100,000, 150,000 followers. They have an impact which is 7 times greater than those mega influencers when trying to bring consumers along for the journey. And of course, we're playing at the heart of that tech-enabled fitness space, which has been led by Peloton, with a $13 billion market cap with 93% year-on-year growth. And of course, most recently, the sale of our only mirror competitor in the US, Mirror.co, to Lululemon for $500 million on a multiple of revenue of, we can only guess, at between 5 and 10 times revenue. So we do love those multiples, and I'm sure our investors will too.
I want to go back to a simplistic moment here for a moment, and we're going to go back to investors, because that's important too. This mirror component, do you need technology? Is it stick on the wall and that's it? It's an actual mirror, but it sounds to me like does it need to be plugged in, or how does it work? That's just my curiosity coming out now.
It's the most simple thing ever. When we ship it to you, you just need to open the box, drill 2 holes in the wall, hang it on, plug in the power supply, and you're off to the races. We'll need some Wi-Fi, but then, when you're not using it, switch it off. When you're on, it'll automatically update the software. You'll have new, fresh content every time you come on. It's just really easy to use.
I'm often saying to people, be resourceful, get educated, and stop watching Netflix. Now you can start watching Kara and getting yourselves fitter. This is exciting. Let's go back to, excuse me. I'm getting so excited I'm losing my voice. Let's go back to sort of the investment thesis here. You've listed on the NSX. It seems to me like you're just getting started. You've got a share price, I think it's a 50 cents as we speak at the moment. Not a lot of people know that you're out there at the moment. What can investors expect moving forward? Because it sounds like there's a lot on your plate.
No question from an investor standpoint. Look, I think first and foremost, it's the continuous news flow. And you know, when we talk about the brands utilizing this platform as a live marketing platform, as an experiential marketing platform, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, there is a reason that Lululemon bought Mirror in the US. I think to quote probably rather poorly their CEO, Calvin McDonald in the US, they wanted to be part of the sweatification, the deep-rooted sweat environment. You know, how do they continue to engage with consumers when those consumers are not in their stores? And the ability to engage with the consumer when the consumer is training, when the consumer is exercising, when we know the average user will engage with the mirror for a minimum 40 minutes, at least 13 and a half times a month, that's a considerable period of time for brands to be able to engage with their consumers.
Right.
Live and on demand. And that is of significant value for those that want to be part of the digital health and fitness ecosystem.
And Kara is a subscription-based service, so it's a monthly fee, is that correct?
Absolutely right. Yep, absolutely right. So there are significant partnerships and obviously significant organizations that we're talking to at the moment, and that we hope to announce a number of those relationships over the course of the coming weeks and months. And of course, there's the upcoming Australian launch, which of course will feature Kerry Stevenson live on stage. We very much look forward to exciting all our Australian followers, old and new.
You know, I could talk to you guys for another hour. There is so much to unpack here, but I'd love to chat to you again just after the Australian launch gets started. But for now, fun, fit, and fab, ladies and gentlemen.
You got it.
On the NSX just this week, so you're hearing it straight away. Haven't even launched in Australia, but Kara, remember Kara, it's like Alexa, or what was the other one? What's the Siri? That's the one. So you go Siri, Alexa, Kara. Don't forget that name, ladies and gentlemen. Xavier, Keith, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an eye-opener, and I look forward to getting fit with you guys.
Thank you so much, Kerry.